What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining me again. This is another episode of the Lanshead Gaming News Podcast. This is your host, Michael. Let's get this rolling.
Yeah, back in the podcast.
I was wondering where you were at.
Oh yeah, sorry. It's hard to get by in this house.
Oh no, that's okay. So welcome back, everyone, to the podcast, and Happy New Year's.
Just Happy New Year's, everyone. Some meditation is Christian. Again, we are teaming up on this podcast. I'm just kind of waking up, so I'm just a little bit dizzy.
Yeah. So hopefully everybody has big plans for New Year's today. Hopefully everyone's not too hungover tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Or be very hungover to start off the new year, right? Right? No, we want to talk about New Year's resolutions and goals, changes, transformations for the new year. It's a hot topic usually around this time.
Yeah. And yeah, it's like it's always a good time to start planning out your year, coming up with goals and things like that.
You know, I'm thinking like so many ways I can go with this. Like, tell us your goals if you need help kind of planning it. See, I realize, especially this year, I've realized the importance of writing down your goals, of creating a routine. Like, life moves in patterns and cycles, so things may change, but as long as you have like a goal that you set out, or if you write down, like I have a whiteboard and I always write down tasks and goals and things to keep me on track. If you don't have something there to keep you on track, then you're missing. You're gonna be guessing, doing a lot of guesswork instead of like having a focus and your attention stuck on something.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, too, like, I've always been told by people that, like, when you're planning things out, it's good to write it down in, like, a planner or on paper or a whiteboard or something like that. Because there's just kind of something powerful, I guess, behind actually writing it down. Instead of just, planning it in your head or even putting it on your phone. I mean, that's still better than nothing, but I always hear, like, it's better to put it down on, like, paper or whiteboard or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even rather than just putting on your phone. Because sometimes you put things on your phone, like, in notes or something like that, and you don't... It works for some people, but for me, it doesn't really work too much. Because then it's just in my phone, and, like, then I go on my phone and get distracted with something else. But if it's actually, like, in a book or a notebook or a planner or something like that, you open it up and then you're looking at that. You're not getting distracted by Facebook or whatever.
Yeah. There's this... That reminds me, like, when I was in high school, I had this teacher, and this stuck out to me a lot. I still remember this. He said, and he was one of the best teachers for this reason, that he knew how to teach. He knew what we needed to learn to actually grasp the material and let it sink in. Like, I scored so high in the test without even having to study because of how good he taught it in class. I was able to retain the information. He said in order for people to remember things and for it to sink in, they have to look at it in different ways. He put out a pie chart. Mm-hmm. like one of those things, like a circle graph. But he had it in like four different sections and a different color in each. He says, for you to maintain, you need to look at things like X amount of times. You need to either, you need to have a picture to visualize it. You need to write it down so that you're actually taking action and putting it into like subconscious form.
Mm-hmm.
He said those are the main things that will actually stick rather than just hearing it. Hearing is one of them. I think it was like 15% just to hear it or retain something like that. And then, writing it having images is another one. I don't know if it was those three. It might have been another fourth. It's like a part to it. But I think what's important is that when you write out your goals, you kind of like embody them to remember mm-hmm. them, to actually feel that like you're going somewhere, than just looking at it, than just thinking about it, than only visualizing it. You embody mm-hmm. it.
And if you kind of think about it too, like when you think about something and then you write it down, so it's like you're thinking about it and then you're writing it down is almost kind of physically manifesting it in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like you're taking an idea in your mind and then you're putting it on paper on something that is physical.
Yes, now it's coming to fruition from your mind to paper to actual physical.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things why... Because a lot of people, when they make New Year's resolutions, it'll be like New Year's. And they'll be like, okay, well, I want to start working out. And then that's it. And then when people ask, like, you know, what's your resolution? I want to work out. And then that's it. There's no, like, plan to it. And that's kind of... I don't really like using resolution too much. Because mm-hmm. I think it just kind of gets thrown around, like, too... Like, frivolously, I guess.
Yeah, like a very kind of, like, temporary... in the moment,
yeah,
season type of thing,
yeah. So it gets thrown around a lot like that. So I kind of like New Year's plan better because it means you have like something in place, like a strategy for actually executing it.
Yeah,
and I think that's why a lot of people kind of don't, when they look back on the previous year and they're like, "Yeah, I didn't do these things I wanted to do," is because there was no plan behind it. They just kind of. They said, yeah, I want to go to the gym more, but, like, didn't say, okay, like, I'm going to set aside time for the gym on these days.
Mm-hmm.
They just said, I want to go to the gym. And so there's kind of no plan in place. So, like, how can you reach that goal if you don't, you know, if you don't put a plan?
Yeah, then you wake up, you're like, you have the same thought. I want to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym. But you didn't have it planned that day. So then that day went out without a plan, and you are now, like, you're going with the flow of things, and which is good to go flow certain times. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like this goal, you wake up and like you don't have structure, you don't have a plan, yeah, planned out, and so like you're just gonna walk around aimlessly throughout the day, and you need to have that structure, that discipline.
Yeah, exactly. I think having that basic structure in place, and maybe you can. You have the structure in place, and if you need to move things around, then you can. But at least you have that structure in place, you know. Then, because if you don't have that, then what ends up happening, right? I'll go to the gym on, like, you know, the 1st of January. And then, you know, like, you wake up and you're hungover, and you're like, all right, well, you know, I don't feel like going today. So I'll go again, like, another day, and then the other day comes, and something comes up, so you don't go, you know. But if you have, like, a plan in place, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, something like that, or every day or whatever, or one day a week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like something to shoot for.
Also, when it comes to, yeah, like you're right, I don't like using the word like New Year's. What was the word you said? Resolution,
yeah.
So it's all about you having to change as a person. As a personality mm-hmm. has having to change. We're able to change because we're multidimensional beings. We're able to maneuver. We're limitless in our mm-hmm. ability to adapt and change. You can become and think any way that you want. And you just have, if you're stuck in this like one way of living a lifestyle, like, you know, let's say you don't eat healthy, let's say you don't exercise, it's very, very possible to make that change. Some people don't believe that they can do it, but it's literally habits is what makes you who you are, and you are able to break those habits, change them. You just have to be aware of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So, like, when I first started to the gym a while ago, when I was like, a lot younger, it was hard for me to go to the gym. I was like kind of scared. I was like, this feels uncomfortable. But I knew, like, I had this goal that was pulling me. Like, I want to freaking do this. I want to lift this heavy shit.
Back in the gym.
Back in the gym. And so I had to, like, pretty in the beginning, it is a little bit like forcing yourself because you are like so comfortable in this one place. and you just have to change it. And then it eventually becomes really, really effortless. Mm-hmm. But the what I'm trying to say is that you have to, like, transform who you are. You have to change who you are to grow and get uncomfortable doing that. If you really want this goal for whatever it is that you want, you have to be willing to make a lifestyle change, or also just be like a fad, like a diet that you do. Like, oh, I'm going to do it until I lose weight. And then you stop doing what you're doing. So then you might revert back, or it's just going to be like no more results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's like you want to turn, you use discipline and you take actions and turn it into habits, and then habits into lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but that the thing is, like, it takes a while, so it takes a little bit of perseverance to stick through with the process. So
yes,
that's the hard part.
But it's beautiful, because your whole life will change. Like, you change yourself, you've increased your vibration, so everything around you is going to change. People will look at you differently. You will feel differently inside, because you're a brand new person inside. You're going to hold your head up a little bit higher, and, like, people are going to notice it. They're going to look at you differently. They're going to respond to you differently. People at work respond to you differently. Anywhere you walk around, like, you are now, you've made the change within yourself. So the outside world will change. Boom.
And it's like, too, a lot of people feel like quitting, especially when they have goals, but they're not seeing the results of it. But the thing is like, if you get that feel, like, in a way, you should get the feeling that you want to quit right before, or, like, when you're working on something, if you get that feeling that you want to quit, that means you're doing the right thing. Like, keep going.
Yeah, that's when you really want to, you want that feeling. You want to continue to stay there.
That lets you know that you're probably doing the right thing, because you're pushing yourself. And you're moving outside your comfort zone, and that's what's making you want to quit. And that means that you're getting really close to your goal.
Yes, yeah. You hit that barrier, that norm for you, and you keep going. It's like, dude, I'm breaking past it. And then next time you do it, you're not gonna have it, or it's not gonna be as much. Hold on, we have a guest. Okay. In the studio.
You said we need a studio?
Yeah, people coming in and out of the studio.
Yeah, that'd probably help a little bit. That's a goal, a plan for 2019. Amongst other things.
Yeah, but that's basically what I wanted to give that piece of information, that message out in this podcast, that you have to change. And that's it. Like, when people say you have to change, it's like, that's fucking beautiful. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. You change is really good. Like, change is part of life. Evolution. Evolve or die.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of one of those things where you should always be changing, and you should always be leveling up as a person. And if you're the same person that you were yesterday, you know, you're wrong. You should be a better person than you were yesterday.
Yeah, no, you're not a douche. You're not a douche. But yeah. You have to.
Even if it's just small steps, like, you always want to be constantly leveling up. But, you know, even when things go wrong and it feels like a step backwards, that's still helping you to level up, because it's the steps backwards that help you really move forward. So all setbacks are just learning experiences.
Yeah. Yes.
So I hope for everyone that everyone's able to accomplish their 2019 plans. Just write them down and have, like, a strategy and a structure for it, and just get at it.
I really would like to know, like, I really, if people, I've never had a message on Anchor before, but I really would like to know what people want to do, because usually it's like, I want to eat healthier, I want to go to the gym. I wonder if people have anything different, like, or not different, like, because, I mean, new generation, new time frame, new year, like, what are people's goals? Investing more, investing in finance, you know, meditations. I want to know.
Be Instagram famous.
Instagram famous, yeah. Reach a high level of consciousness.
Yeah, everyone kind of has like the same goals. And you know, like you hear them like year after year, like go to the gym is always a big one. Live a healthier lifestyle. But yeah, it'd be interesting to hear some of the different ones.
What about like a new skill? Like Bob Ross.
You learn how to paint.
You learn how to paint. Learn how to, you know, make a movie, like film.
What is it they says? There's no such thing as like failure or something. It's just happy little accidents or whatever.
Who said that?
Bob Ross.
Oh, really? I haven't really seen it. I just
I haven't seen anything from him in a long time, but I remember seeing something about that.
my friends were watching it in their living room. And like I knew who Bob Ross was, I just forgot his name for a moment. It's like, is that Bob Seger?
Is that who?
Bob Seger? What is that? How do you say his name?
Bob Saget.
Saget, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Right, the guy from Full House.
Yeah, I gotta go. People are hitting my studio doors.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining the podcast. This was a shorter one, but Happy New Year's, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year's, everyone. Get it.
Yeah. Next podcast on Wednesday.
Yes, let's do it. All right. Bye. Yeah.